If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, February 25th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. I was always taught that a person is like the company they keep. And I would say that that's probably the case for Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. One of her best friends was reportedly among the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last month. Just let that sink in. CNN reported that right-wing live streamer and activist Anthony Aguero has been an associate of Greene since at least 2019. They traveled to the border together that year and were photographed together as recently as November 2020. In fact, when Greene was temporarily banned from her personal Facebook page in 2019, she used Aguero's page to live stream to her followers. Aguero has confirmed to CNN that he was part of the crowd that stormed the Capitol, and he reiterated his support for Greene. He referred to her as one of his closest friends. He added that Congress, quote, needs more great people like her. Greene, the controversial QAnon conspiracy theorist representative from Georgia, did not respond to CNN's request for comment. Donald Trump Jr. was deposed this month for his role in the 2017 Presidential Inauguration Committee's alleged misuse of funds. A court filing shows that the son of the former president was questioned on February 11th regarding the Trump Organization signing a contract for a block of rooms at the Loews Madison Hotel. Trump's company allegedly forwarded the invoice for the rooms, totaling nearly $50,000, to the Presidential Inaugural Committee, which took care of the bill. The Attorney General's office in Washington, D.C., wrote that Don Jr.'s testimony, quote, raised further questions about the nature of the payments when he came in for questioning. The Attorney General deposed Ivanka Trump in the same probe 2 months earlier. In addition to the D.C. Attorney General's lawsuit, prosecutors with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office are digging into the Trump Organization's finances. Don Jr. and his brother Eric have increasingly surfaced in the investigations as authorities take a larger interest in Trump-owned properties. Stephen Miller worked as a White House advisor for the Trump administration. He's also known to be a key player in the administration's decision to enforce family separations at the border. Now, somehow, he's able to muster the nerve to call President Biden's immigration policies cruel and inhumane. Right. On Wednesday night, Miller made an appearance on the delusional Fox News show that is the Ingram Angle. While speaking with host Laura Ingram, Miller responded to Biden's decision to revoke a ban on legal immigration that Trump imposed last spring by arguing that the, quote, astonishing action would lead to, quote, limitless amounts of low-wage visa workers stealing jobs from Americans. Well, that's just a little bit racist there. Then Miller pivoted to the Biden administration reopening a Trump-era migrant child facility in Texas. Without showing any form of shame or even apparent irony, Miller said, quote, what we are seeing here is the cruelty and inhumanity of Joe Biden's immigration policies. For the record, the Biden admin reopened the facility due to the increased number of unaccompanied children crossing the border. It's not as if they're being separated from their families. With the COVID-19 pandemic still lurking, the capacity to maintain migrants has been cut in half. So the extra space, apparently, was needed. The assassins who murdered reporter Jamal Khashoggi and allegedly cut up his body flew to their assigned hit on jets owned by a company that had been seized by Saudi Arabia's crown prince less than a year earlier. CNN reports that Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi royal in charge of the country's sovereign wealth fund, took possession of Sky Prime Aviation in 2017. The caterer of killers who assassinated the Washington Post journalist reportedly traveled to Istanbul, where Khashoggi died in a Saudi consulate, on SkyPrime airliners. The U.S. intelligence community, as well as the United Nations, have concluded with high degrees of confidence that the Crown Prince bears responsibility for the killing. an anchor for a Washington, D.C. Fox station, has been suspended after he tweeted he was annoyed that obese people were being prioritized for the coronavirus vaccine ahead of him. Fox 5 reporter Blake McCoy wrote about his irritation earlier this week, saying, quote, "Vaccinate essential workers, then obese." McCoy seems to think he's essential as a TV journalist, but COVID-19 guidelines do not align with that theory. His station told the New York Daily News that he had been, quote, "suspended pending further review." McCoy later deleted his tweet and wrote, "I truly regret my words and want to apologize." But apparently, he really did not regret it because he followed up with, quote, "I deleted it because, frankly, who has the time to argue with strangers on the internet?" So much for having any sort of compassion. A man who allegedly attacked a preschool's pet tortoise in January was arraigned Wednesday in San Jose, where a judge called him, quote, "an extreme danger to the public." The man faces 6 felony charges of animal abuse, commercial burglary, and vandalism for allegedly beating and stabbing the reptile with wooden pieces of a broken garden gate in January. The tortoise, whose name is Michelangelo, survived and is recovering at a veterinarian's office. The man's bail has been set at $165,000, and he's due to receive a mental health evaluation. This just goes to show, don't mess with the turtles, man. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.